I knew it would take sacrifices. I knew it would take months and years of blood, sweat, and tears to reach the grades that I was achieving. But that's how you get to the top 5%. No one was doing what I was doing. No one was achieving the grades I was achieving. As Gary Vaynerchuk used to say, to be an anomaly, you've got to act like one. And that was my mantra. If you do exactly what everyone else is doing, then by its very definition, you will become average. And if you're happy with average, then so be it. That's fine. But I know you're capable of so much more. You only have one life. It doesn't have to be average. Make the most of it. No one at your university has ever achieved extraordinary grades that didn't have huge obstacles they had to overcome. Obstacles that every student has. Obstacles that you're experiencing right now, trying to stop you from fulfilling your potential. At first, it's the motivation and discipline that keeps you going. But the motivation and discipline can only help you short term. It's the passion you have within you that keeps you going. Not just the passion for studying and learning new things, but the passion for improving yourself. The passion for striving to become a better person each day. It's the passion to building a growth mindset that will help you become phenomenal in the long term.
And if you know anyone with a growth mindset, if you know anyone around you that is focused on pursuing their dreams, that is dedicated to becoming the best version of themselves every day, you'll probably notice they seem a lot happier. They have an optimism about them that other people just don't have. And it's something that's so difficult to explain. But when you get there, you'll know exactly what I mean. I was not the smartest in my class, or the wealthiest, or even the most academic. But my goals were clear. I knew exactly what I wanted to achieve. I was focused in on that 4.0, and nothing could take me away from achieving my goal. I knew what I needed to do. I knew what it was going to take to graduate in the top 5% of the university. I knew I needed to study every single night when I got home. And when I started to get tired, that was the time when I needed to carry on. Because when I started to get tired, I knew at that point, most of the people in my class were going to give up and watch TV or watch Netflix, but I hadn't come this far just to be average. So I kept pushing and kept studying. I knew that if I missed even one night, it could snowball into two nights, three nights, four nights. Everything I did was to take one step closer to achieving my goals. I'd wake up at 5 a.m., go straight to the gym. I'd be at the library by 6:30 before most people were even awake. By the time classes started at 9 a.m., I had already been studying for 2.5 hours. And once classes had finished at 4 p.m., I'd go home, eat, and get a few hours more studying in before bed. It was hard work, but I did what it took.